I caught up with William Perry.
The Fridge?
No, season ticket holder, but still an awesome guy. Yeah. Check it out.
His best memory is the 85 Super Bowl. He was the size of the biggest lineman to ever play the game, and he's signed plenty of autographs over the years.
I'm William Perry III. My father is William Perry Jr.
But this is not the William Perry Bears fans think of when they hear the name. This William Perry is a Bears season ticket holder with a very special connection to one of the biggest and most popular players to pass through Soldier Field.
Having the same name, I still have a lot of friends and family that call me the Fridge. And so, you know, over the years, it's been a lot of fun.
For the Bears, he'll be the lead blocker. They're getting the football to Terry. Touchdown, William Perry.
It actually started back in college before the Fridge was even on the Bears. I was going to Illinois State University, and some friends of mine were in a bar. And at the time, one of the beer companies used to publish a All-American pamphlet, and there was one on the table, and I thumbed through it and saw, oh, there's a guy by the name of William Perry for Clemson. He's an All-American. So my buddies got the idea, let's tell them you're that William Perry. So we told the waitress and the bartenders, and the next thing you know, I show my ID, and drinks and food are on the house, and now I'm William Perry, the All-American from Clemson. I guess I'm big enough to pull it off, so that's where it all started before I'd even knew who he was.
He'll come in and help the Chicago Bears and look very good in that Navy uniform, or two uniforms, or whatever we get on him.
After the Fridge got drafted by the Bears in 1985, everybody knew the name William Perry.
Refrigerator Perry, he's my main man, if he can get him to the Super Bowl, nobody can. I said F-U-P-E-R, Super Bowl.
Once Fridge Mania was in full force, I answered the phone one day in my apartment, and it was a young kid, and he said, is this the Fridge? And I disguised my voice and, yeah, this is the Fridge. And I, you know, played a prank on him and told him what he probably wanted to hear, and I hung up the phone, and the phone rang again an hour later, and then an hour later, and within 2 days I had to have the phone off the hook because he told his friends who told their friends, and I couldn't convince them that I was not the Fridge, so I eventually had to have my phone number changed because I couldn't sleep at night unless the phone was off the receiver.
Here's Jim McMahon barking out the signal. Perry in motion to the near side. McMahon fakes the hand.
He's open!
The fires the right side.
Oh, my God!
The legend continues.
Got, you know, some pictures back from 85, you know, when the Bears were in the Super Bowl. We had a work function where we all dressed up as our favorite Bears, and so I created a costume out of a box that basically a washing machine would come in, and I cut the arms out and the hole out for the head and painted it up like a refrigerator and wrote 72 and Perry on it.
Although William never played for the Bears, he had a passion for the monsters of the Midway, and he waited years to become a season ticket holder.
Got on the waiting list back in the mid-90s, and I was 14,000-something. And, you know, as the years went by, if we'd make the playoffs, I'd drop down a couple dozen. And if we went, you know, 4-12, I'd move up a couple thousand.
2003 was William's year.
Started off the inaugural year here, and we've been up here in Section 428 ever since. I thought, boy, I'm going to have to convince my wife that this is more important than the new garage that we need.
You know, Anthony Adams, pretty common name.
It is. But I'm Anthony Adams Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you ever get mistaken for anybody, though?
Yeah, a lot of females say that I look kind of like Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Yeah, they come to
Denzel.
Me all the time. I loved you in Glory. I loved you in Training Day. And I'm just like, easy, easy. I'm married, okay? Easy.